Bess Harper gritted her teeth, determined not to cry as she walked up the steps to the front doors of Harper's Auditorium. Even the whispering flowers adorning the walls of the building were shedding their dark petals, as if in mourning, and murmuring sadly to themselves. Bess loved Grandfather Henry and his peculiar museum, and now it seemed she would lose both in the space of a single week. She couldn't bear the thought that she would never again curl up beside Pops on the battered sofa in his study, listening to tales of his travels and adventures. As if that weren't bad enough, Bess's dad and her uncle Norman were sure to inherit the auditorium, and they intended to sell off the exhibits and close its doors forever. For some reason, Uncle Norman really seemed to hate the place, and her dad was a quiet man with no interest in strange museums and no desire to quarrel with his older brother.
"It's just a pile of old junk,"
Uncle Norman had said when he'd come to dinner the night before.
"It ought to have been scrapped years ago."
"What about Blizzard?" Bess asked. "The auditorium is his home."
"We'll find another home for him."
"But you're always saying he's a horrible beast that no one in their right mind would want," Bess protested. "What if he goes to someone who doesn't treat him properly? Someone who doesn't understand him?"
"Bess, please, you're giving me a headache."
Uncle Norman let out a weary sigh.
"You can rest assured that we'll find a home for him in a zoo somewhere. That's where he ought to have been all along. My father had no business keeping a creature like that in the auditorium."
Bess later overheard Uncle Norman telling her parents that he'd tried calling a couple of zoos, but they were both full. So he had phoned the local glue factory instead, and now poor old Blizzard was due to be shipped off and turned into glue sticks. That was her uncle's plan at any rate, but it wasn't Bess's plan. The grown-ups were visiting the auditorium today to meet her grandfather's lawyer and hear the reading of the will. They had agreed Bess could tag along, so that morning she'd thrown on her favourite Bigfoot t-shirt, for luck, tied her frizzy brown hair into two plaits, for convenience, and given herself an encouraging smile in the bathroom mirror, for courage. Certainly no one else was going to encourage her with what she had in mind. Her rescue plan was dangerous, desperate, and really not at all sensible, but it was also her only chance. When Bess smiled, it made her freckles more pronounced against her white skin. This reminded her of her grandfather and strengthened her determination. She took a deep breath and nodded at her reflection. She could do this. She had to. For Blizzard and all the other exhibits. By the time she got to the auditorium, Uncle Norman and the lawyer were already there. Bess knew she wouldn't have long. She left her parents in the study with the other two and darted down the dusty corridor. When it was originally built, some 50 years ago, the museum had been a grand mansion. Henry Harper had designed it himself, which was why it had a pleasing number of secret passages and spiral staircases hidden behind sliding bookshelves and paintings. Bess made her way to one of these secret passages now, grateful for the shortcut it provided to the other side of the museum. Uncle Norman and Bess's dad had both grown up here with their father and their mother Lucy, who had passed away before Bess was born. The building hadn't been an auditorium back then, of course, but Pops had already been working on filling the rooms. He'd often entertained Bess with accounts of his early quests for strange and interesting objects. Bess was never quite sure how much of this was truth and how much was fiction. Pops refused to speak about the years before he came to Roseville, including the family he'd left behind. Bess's dad and uncle never met their grandparents. Nobody knew how Pops had made so much money either, enough to build this very mansion. Bess liked to think he'd been a jewel thief or something equally thrilling. From the outside, the auditorium still looked like a house with its pillars and balconies. For as long as Bess could remember, the walls had been covered in whispering flowers, their black petals edged with dark purple and dusky red.